Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Time now for our colleague check-in. We're joined now by the co-host of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. It is our pal Danny Rouillet, Funny Danny. Hey, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
So,
doing good.
Does it feel like a Misery Monday to you?
It doesn't, man. And I know a lot of people don't like this kind of stuff, and they they'll consider it loser talk, and they'll post in all caps and like have an emoji where someone's crying. But yeah, for me, it's not. I mean, they're already so much better than I thought they would be this year. Jaden Daniels is the truth. So I'm kind of going, this is all house money at this stage. They've got the second most cap space heading into next season, regardless of what they do with some of their own personnel. Like, if they could probably, you know, scrimp and make a couple cuts and have even more room. So they're really building something. And it make the specter kind of this past offseason makes a bit more sense to me now than it did then. I was critical of this front office. I was totally wrong. They were right. Adam Peters is handsome. I'm fat and gross. Look like a gargoyle. But they are so much better than I thought they'd be. The defense isn't very good. They can't stop an elite offense. Nobody's really stopped Baltimore here this last month. I'm kind of going, that stunk. I'd rather win the game, obviously, than lose it. But I am not miserable. I'm going, this was a great experience for Jaden Daniels, where nothing really came easy. It seems, just on a couple points. I haven't caught much of what you guys are talking about this morning. But, you know, it seems those quarterback design runs these last couple weeks have been figured out pretty good by both Cleveland and Baltimore. Not much there on some of those. You know, Jaden Daniels sprint out, Jaden Daniels read option keeper. Doesn't seem like there's much going on in that regard. So that's good. They've taken something away. What are we going to do about it? This is all kind of about him to me. And he keeps, you know, demonstrating something new every week and something awesome every week. Like that throw in the back corner of the end zone to Terry McLaurin was a thing of absolute beauty. That's Mahomes. That's Burrow. That's some of the best in the game. And now he's one of the guys doing that. That was electric. And that's kind of what I'm here to say.
But, Danny, to turn it negative for a second, at least all of Ron's guys chipped in yesterday. All the guys he picked high. That was great. That was great to see.
Yeah, that was great to see. Send me my ring, okay? Make sure you really did that. Okay? More so than anything else. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, a lot of what had to happen, what usually happens in rebuilds, remember this, like, you know, when it's bottoms out at the end of a regime over the years and it's the new one comes in, the first year is really about the purge. The Houston situation where you turn around and, you know, fire everybody, and the next thing you know, you've got this electric quarterback, and you're a double-digit win team, and you win a playoff game. That's more rare. What usually happens is you follow up a 4-13 with a, you know, a 5-12, and then you can really start to build and grab your own guys in there. So I thought we were more in store for that than we were this Houston thing. But we're doing the Houston thing that they did last year. It went from a joke of a franchise to now one of the best in the league, and it really took finding the right quarterback, having lightning strike. So, yeah, it's true that it's, you know, some of the old guys, the old guard that have been here, despite Ron and the Marty Party's years of having access to new personnel that didn't upgrade the roster. It ended up being, you know, some of the mainstays, the Terry McLaurins of the world.
They're definitely going to,
you know, really boot them.
They're definitely going to address the defense. But how are you feeling just about, all right, so 4-2, when you looked at the schedule before the season, you went, all right, we're going to lose to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you didn't think that they were going to lose in a tight, you know, 7-point game, even though they were never leading. But they showed well offensively. Defensively, they've got work to do. But Panthers next week. Now, the Panthers, you know, they've got a savvy, vetted quarterback who can throw touchdowns. He'll also give the ball back to you. But they've got some guys who can hurt you. But it's the biggest line on the board. They're minus 430 on the money line. All right, huge favorite. They have to beat the Panthers. Don't you believe
so.
That?
Well, but Jason, it's really, again, it's about what you view this season as. If you're treating this as a regular football season with an opportunity to win the division that they can, by the way, as they lead here through 6 weeks, then, yeah, of course you got to beat the Panthers. It's an NFC game. It's a winnable game against a team that, you're right, it has been friskier since they went to the Red Rifle, but they are still not very good. Just their overall sample that they've turned in, they had one dead cat bounce win where they played great, and then since then they've been pretty pedestrian, easy to move the ball against them, and you could certainly stop them if you make Andy Dalton move his feet at all. But so, yeah, you would say, hey, we need to win this game if we're going to win the division. And I'm with that. I'm all in favor of having that kind of season. They've put enough hay in the barn where you go, yeah, of course that's reasonable now. But, again, I'm still sort of big picture, right? Big picture, long term, I'm going, Jaden Daniels is here. They have a competent ownership, a competent front office, even though the coach has a backwards hat and is a defensive mind. Seems like they've got a pretty good staff together. So, to me, this is sort of big picture, long term, an individual week, whether you show well or don't. But just treating it as this season, if that makes any sense, of course you're 100% right. You win the winnable games in the NFL, you can get to 9 to 10 wins pretty easy, right? It's the great teams, the ones that are really good, that are winning 12, 13, 14 games, which is not a level I think they're at yet, where you go every week going, okay, well, they got to play us versus, oh, we get Carolina this week, if that makes any sense. I still think they're in that good bucket, which to me is way more exciting than being the, well, they're losing, but Daniels played well, you know?
Talking to our pal Danny Ruye from the Grant and Danny Show. So I threw this out there to Coach Cakes earlier.
Yeah.
So we know the defensive personnel. What could they do to get better right now defensively?
Right.
Is there anything that Coach Ruye would
do? 6 weeks in, what are you going to do? How are you changing?
That's a great question. To me, they know where they're vulnerable. And it's like I just picture a kid in front of a leaky dam, you know, with only so many fingers that they can plug holes with, and they're trying to figure out how to stop the leak, and they can't, right? I mean, yesterday, you could see it. It was almost like, all right, we're going to begin by playing zone. They got hammered. They're like, now we're going to go man-to-man. Then Zay Flowers had a million catches for 2,000 yards and could have set the record if Baltimore felt like it, right? So, you know, there's no real answer. There's no real stopping people. I would pretty much say I want the ball in my offense's hands as much as possible. And coaches don't think this way, but I would just try to get the ball back to Jaden Daniels as much as possible. Mostly for my own viewing pleasure, but also maybe strategically, right? So if I'm going to give up big plays, which they did yesterday, constantly, at least I'm going to create as much havoc as I possibly can. I would Todd Bowles this thing. I'd ramp it up to 11. I would blitz a different guy from a different place every single play just to guess. If I force one negative play, if I force one hold, one setback, maybe now my defense can stop somebody. But just lining up and playing and keeping everybody in front, kind of doing what – you know, the modern defenses are doing at this point in the NFL, which is, you know, so much you know, high two deep or just some of the, you know, drop, you know, four quarters and shells and keeping everybody in front of you, making you matriculate the ball 10, 15 plays down the field. They can't do that, and they're still giving up a bunch of big plays too, even while they're playing soft and conservative. So I'd go the opposite, but, you know, they don't think of it that way. They don't want to be on SportsCenter for the wrong reasons.
You kind of mentioned this before, but I'm wondering if there are any concerns about this offense at all. Do you think the defenses around the league are making adjustments to take away Jaden's running?
For the design stuff, it seems to have happened so far, right? I mean, think about the last 2 weeks against Cleveland. Now, the scrambles are a different animal, right? You want to keep them in the pocket, and good luck doing that. Same for Lamar Jackson, right? But think of the run to the right that they scored on against Arizona, if you can picture it, right? That sort of short,
it's like
shot,
a sweep,
kind of pistol. Yeah, yeah, it's almost like a, you know, student body right. Well, they scored a touchdown against Arizona. The last 2 weeks they've run that play, it's gone for negative one and zero against two different defenses. And some of the read option keeper stuff, people seem to keyed on and you know, had either it's a safety or a nickel corner or a linebacker sort of waiting there to the right side. Everyone kind of knows that's where they're going, right? So, okay, now people have adjusted to that. Defensive coordinators get paid an awful lot, too, and they figured out how to stop Cliff Kingsbury's offenses over the years. They've gotten off to rip-roaring starts in Arizona, and then kind of the second half, there's a swoon. Some people will point to, you know, an injury or two that kind of, you know, exacerbated that. But still, to me, this is going to happen. This is inevitable, and that's good for Daniels, I think. Ultimately, they have to, you know, there's no easy button, so they shut a certain thing off. What are you going to do about it? In years past, it's been Washington doesn't have a counterpunch. There's nothing they can do once someone takes away the thing that they like to do. Now I feel like there's actual answers in the bag, and it's really about, you know, him finding those things. Kingsbury keep continuing to put him in pretty good positions. I thought Baltimore's defense was really good yesterday in kind of taking away some of the easy stuff, so they made it harder. Cleveland made it harder, too, and Washington had a bunch of big plays in that game. So, I think the adjustments will be made, but my hope is there's still more in the bag Washington to kind of counter their counters.
All right, Danny, I want to give you an opportunity because I know you're a big fan like I am, and you're an emotional guy. I'm an emotional guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get over your skis like your boy. I said last week, I'm willing to say now, Jaden's going to go down as one of the all-time greats of his generation. How far are you willing to go?
If he's healthy.
Yes, that's a given.
Yeah, of course. That, and that to me is that was my reservation. Sure you guys were attuned to every word and every social media post I uttered over the last handful of years, and we're chronicling it for Viewpoints. But he's the guy that I wanted in this draft. Mm-hmm. My only hesitation, my only reservation, it was like, he doesn't throw over the middle and the sack to pressure percentage. Wrong, incorrect. He's awesome. The thing that has terrified me and continues to is his frame. You just can't make a dude thick. You can't make a dude stout. You can't make a dude that can withstand a whole bunch of hits. He has so far, But, you know, you remember what it was like for Griffin. Everybody kept yelling at us when you go, hey, he probably shouldn't take these kind of hits. Shut up, he played, he balled out, and he ran the triple option. And Shanahan put him in the Baltimore game, even after he clearly had a broken knee. But whatever, right? All it takes is that one that you don't withstand. And next thing you know, your career's altered. So that continues to be my only reservation. If he's healthy, we have the thing. We have the monster. We have the thing that everybody's jealous of. Every fan base wants what we've got. So all-time great, I have no idea.
For his generation, he's going to go down as one of the best of his generation.
That's fine by me. Honestly, if he's healthy, Eric, we have the thing. The thing that I've covered my entire life. Yeah, the thing that I've covered my entire life. The quarterback that gives you a chance every week. To me, a lot of guys can drop back. When it's 72 and sunny, pat the football and make their first read on a 6-yard check down. There's 40 guys right now on the planet that can do that at a pretty proficient clip. The thing that only a handful can do is turn that negative into a positive and turn what should be a loss into the back-breaking game, that long touchdown, that, oh my God, how did that happen? And that's how games are won. Everybody wants to focus on, on third down in the second quarter, they did this. There's going to be a 4th-and-12 that someone's got to convert in a playoff game in a must-win moment to win the division. I'll take that guy over 27, 28 other people in the league right now, and that's the conversation. That's the whole point. It's okay to realize what we've got. We should cherish it as long as he's healthy.
Danny, what is more valuable, Jaden Daniels or whatever ring all of those elves or trolls are searching for in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, jeez.
it's obviously not. It's not an apples to apples comparison. It's obviously the one ring to rule them all. I mean, you think about the power that it holds over both the Numenoreans. You think of the power it holds over all the lives of men and elves and dwarves. We even get to the point of it talking about hobbits. So the ability to dominate will and life is obviously on a global scale. Way more important than having a good quarterback. So it's not a fair question. It sounds like I'm knocking Jaden Daniels simply by talking about the power of the one ring, not to mention the Elven rings that were uncorrupted by Sauron the Deceiver and designed by Celebrimbor. So to me, it's an unfair question. I appreciate you asking it.
Sure.
But the answer is obviously the Elven rings.
Okay, got it.
Danny, I was just perusing your Twitter. You got a lot of pickup hoop stats on there. How's your pickup hoops game going?
Killing it. Danny, all he does is play pickup hoops and pickleball with a weighted vest on.
This is a dangerous pursuit at your advanced age now, Danny.
I know. As a 45-year-old, I basically have an orthopedist on speed dial. It's coming. But yeah, I'm playing pickleball right now. I'm taking a break and everyone's watching me on the court. I am wearing my weighted vest, FYI, just in case everybody was concerned. I basically went when my oldest son was born. I sat at home and ate food because everyone brought you delicious foodstuffs, and I got super fat, fatter than normal. And I was like, I told my wife, you know what? I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go play some pickup hoops. Long and short, I played with this group of 20-somethings, and I yelled, "That's a foul!" when someone kicked me in the back of the leg, and I turned around. No one was within 25 feet. I just blew my hamstring out. So I haven't played basically in 10-plus years, but some of my neighbors are doing it, and it's this exact right middle-aged man basketball. It's the perfect formula where everybody, occasionally is just going to walk up the court just because. You know what I mean? Because they're tired, and that's my speed.
Are you Allen Iverson on this court?
No. Well, in terms of high-volume shots.
So no, you're one of the top guys.
Or comp yourself to a wizard.
Because the game you're mentioning, I remember in my old neighborhood when I was in my 30s, I played in the game with a bunch of the dads who had kids. And in my normal pickup game, I was a role player. But in this game, I was an Allen Iverson. Are you the Allen Iverson of this game?
If you're asking me, am I the Allen Iverson of the Fairfax County Elementary School that we play in on Tuesday nights? I'm going to say yes, JP.
Nice. It's a good feeling. I mean, I see you got game winners, yeah. 4 for 5 from threes, 3 for 4 from threes. He's got box scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fill it up. And you know, that doesn't mean I can't keep track of my turnovers. I can't keep track of the, oh, I wanted to make that pass, but I couldn't because I'm not athletic anymore. I don't have those. I just have the shooting stats. Your boy could shoot it.
That's good.
Back in the day.
Are you just keeping track in your head while the game is going on? Like, how do you do it?
That's the answer, Cakes. I'm very self-centered. I'm very selfish. I love my own numbers. It's only been over the last couple of years, and this is honest to God true, where I no longer remember every at-bat I've ever had. So, if you had asked me, when you faced Dave Mason as an 11-year-old, what happened? Well, my first at-bat on a 2-1 count, I hit my first home run over the fence. I absolutely remember it was a fastball middle out, probably thigh high, and I tattooed it to center field. First home run, I got the ball, and it's not a big deal. But, I don't remember every at-bat anymore. So that's kind of faded out of my memory, but, yes, I'm able to keep my own stats.
Got it.
Amazing.
Impressive.
Dave the problem Mason. With the middle-age hoops is when you watch it from afar, it's cringe.
Well, yes. I guess there aren't big crowds.
Yeah,
right. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Cameron Indoor when he's playing.
No, I'm just saying when you walk by, you're walking your dog at the park and you see the dad's playing. It's cringe.
It's like watching Adam Sandler. You watch it. Slow. Yeah. Yeah. So much space.
Growing up, it's like the one guy backing someone down starting at half court. No, yeah. I mean, when we have an odd number and someone has to sit and then you watch it and you go, this is the game
I'm
struggling
right. with. That's when you know. That's when you know. That's funny.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you, buddy. Enjoy. Just stay in one piece.
You got it. Love you, boys.
Yeah. All right. Love you
too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
It is technically a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. You can visit careers with MIOS.com. Coming up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll tackle some college football, including the game Cakes went to, at least for a half, on Friday night.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.